This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
It's third down and one. McKay back. McKay looking for Smith, who leaps up and comes down with the football. There it is, down near the 30.
Yeah, let him go to the house now. He's got his 1,000 yards. That's a 27-yard reception on the corner route by Smitty.
I think he's done, Mike.
And he's coming out of the game.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas. Joe Zill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. That is how you hop in. Where you at? Well, yesterday, I mean, I there's a lot of people out there that believe the Eagles made a mistake. Nick Sirianni made a mistake. I'm not one of them. I supported the decision last week to sit the starters. I think the health is more important than the 2 versus 3 seed. I get it. I mean, they lost, though, and they had an opportunity to win that football game yesterday. They obviously would have won the game if they played their starters. Where do you come down on the decision? But there was, Hugh, one starter that did play yesterday. Actually, there were a few. I mean, the defensive lineman had to rotate in.
Brandon Graham.
It's really, Brandon's come full circle. From first-round pick to one of the best players on their first championship team right to now, the guy that plays a whole bunch of snaps in the final week. But, you know, Joe Alexander had to play, and he got a pick yesterday. But on the offensive side, Hugh, we got to see one starter, and there was one very specific reason why. Devontae Smith played the first quarter. As you heard there, made a leaping catch, got to 1,000 yards, and they got him out of the game. Hugh, before we hear from Sirianni and Devontae on the decision, what was your thought on what they did yesterday? Because that was, you know, I think back to last year, and they had a chance to go for an all-time record with Saquon. And they said, nah, we're going to put the team first. But yesterday, to just get 1,000 yards, Devontae got to play.
What's that Alanna Morris' song? Isn't it ironic? Mm. Don't you think?
It was ironic.
You know, since we've been here talking about hypocritical moments, that one right there, I understand, I'm not going to kill Nick Sirianni too much for this, but I will say this. I feel like, me personally, never played offense, but I'm going to tell you how I feel anyway. I feel like a rushing title carries more weight than a receiving title, because I can throw a dart and name you a bunch of 1,000-yard receivers.
Yeah, and it wasn't
respectfully.
Yeah, it's not a receiving title. It's just another 1,000-yard season.
Respectfully.
It's not that big of a deal. We could say it out loud. I mean, 1,000 yards is whatever.
I mean, I ain't never had 1,000 yards.
No, but you weren't a receiver.
Yeah, I mean, I
it's know. Not. It's nothing.
I mean, but that's the milestone for the receivers, right?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's not even like it was some streak that he had.
He didn't have 1,000 last year.
But And this is the thing that got me. Is I saw when Smitty said, oh, yeah, Coach Sirianni, he's always one of the guys and he wants to pull for the record. And I was like, damn.
What about last year?
What about
what about that?
No, I understand. Like, the ultimate prize was gathered. You got the ultimate prize. And that's the payoff. That's the trade-off. But if I'm Sashawn Broccoli, and how many yards did he need?
Oh, not that many. 100, maybe?
Yeah, it might have been 100.
Yeah.
Oh, so to add a little context to it, it's a little bit different than 40 yards.
It's also, to add the context, the offensive line would have played with Saquon.
Yes.
Versus yesterday.
They would have wanted to be out there with him.
They were able to get it with just all the backups and Devontae.
But here's the thing. They playing receiver and getting hurt. I mean, it can happen. It can happen. But I think that the thought process was that playing running back and that contact that you're getting every play factored into that. But again, at the end of the day, hey man, at two and a quarter or whatever it was, rushing title, everybody and their mama know that. Everybody, like when you walk in the room, everybody and their mama know that. That's that cat right there that has a rush title. That's why when I saw when we were in Dallas a long time ago, I was playing. Emmitt had a Lamborghini, something said all time on it. And you already knew what that meant.
All time leading rusher.
That's all it said. It said all time. All time. That right there, that hits different than 1,000-yard receiver. You know what I mean? That just hits different.
Yeah, I just, like, if I'm Saquon, I would have looked at Sirianni a little sideways yesterday. Especially, like, they took him off the field and they hugged him. Like I thought it's about the team, right? That's why the starters aren't playing. That's why I didn't get to play last year. And remember last year at this time, Saquon said he wanted to go for it, right? And then, you know, then they made the decision and he said he was okay with it. And he obviously accepted it and he ran great in the playoffs and they won a Super Bowl and all that. But if I'm Saquon Barkley, I'm looking sideways just so like, is this about the team or is it about numbers and records and stats? Because last year, it wasn't about numbers and records and stats.
I'm petty.
It's not even a record.
It's
another 1,000-yard season.
It's an arbitrary number that like they decided is a thing.
They play 17 games now, by the way.
I know.
I don't know. If I'm Saquon, though, I'm looking down at my finger, whichever hand he got it on, and I'm like, I'm good. Especially when you talk about the fact that the guy that has the record, did he even play in the playoffs? Like, no disrespect. Eric Dickerson?
I'm not – I don't remember. I mean, I think he probably played a couple playoff games. But
he
not
probably
a super,
did.
Not
but
a Super
but
Bowl.
Not a Super Bowl. I mean, and I think that's – I mean, I get it, especially in the moment. Because in the moment when I heard Smitty say it, that's the way that I felt. But I'm pretty sure Saquon, when he went home and he was probably feeling some kind of way, he looked at his hand. Or he looked at his – he went in his – wherever his trophy room is – and that is the prize. That probably sitting in the middle. So, out of everything else he's gotten, that probably sits in the middle of the room.
I get it. And I don't think – maybe he's not thought about it once since last year. But if I'm him, yesterday I would have thought about it. Like, really? We're doing this? Can we hear Sirianni after the game explaining the Devontae Smith decision?
You know, we were safe with him as far as what kind of routes we were running and what he was doing. And so, you know, that was something that we decided to do. And, you know, obviously you can't rest everybody. You know, there were guys that, you know, as far as D-line reps, some of those guys played into the, you know, through the game. You know, we tried to limit their reps a little bit, but, you know, and play a little bit less than they normally do. But with a position like D-line, you know, those are the circumstances that you have. But, yeah, decided to do that. So you go get 1,000, and he came out good.
The decision to ball, was the jump ball part of the safe routes?
The jump ball?
Maybe jump there between two defenders.
Yeah, that's yeah. You're talking about the third and one play action.
Got 1,000 yards.
Yeah.
So what that second part was, Sirianni obviously not happy. So the question was, because Sirianni's like, all right, we tried to do safe routes, right? We're trying to keep them safe. But then the question was like, well, the last catch he made was kind of a jump ball.
That was pretty aggressive, by the way.
But the question?
It's like almost rhetorical in a way. Like, was the jump ball part of the safe routes? You know what the answer is. That's not a safe play.
Yeah, it was. It was a little bit harsh in the way it was asked.
It's aggressive.
It wasn't like, I guess it could have been asked like, well, the last catch seemed like it was in traffic. Was that planned?
It was definitely
or just
in traffic.
It was definitely in traffic. I mean, it is a fair retort, though. Like, we kept him safe. Well, actually, he almost got, like, crushed.
It's just funny. Like, was that a part of the safe routes?
Yeah, you could. Nick was, for a team that is going to go into the playoffs as the number three seed and just won their division, tough day for Nick at the podium yesterday. I mean, he's getting crushed about the decision back and forth. And then the Devontae. Let's hear Devontae Smith after the game talking about the coach asked him if he wanted to play.
It was just simple. He just asked me if I wanted to play. I was like, yeah.
We appreciate that from the head coach as well.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Great. Definitely appreciate it, you know, the relationship we have. You know, sometimes it feels like as him being a coach, he'd be wanting more than us sometimes. So it's great when you have a coach like that that's, you know, backing you up to complete those milestones.
Milestones. That's the part that got me.
Milestones.
Milestones. Like, that got me. I mean, but I understand it because, like I said, I ain't got no ring on my finger. Saquon does. And Saquon played for a bad team the year before, a bad team. He was a borderline trending as a bust, and he came here, and he became within a hair of being the rushing title leader, and he won a Super Bowl. So to me, that even though I hear that moment and I feel like the rushing title is more.
What is more?
The fact that. I mean, you could have. I mean, to be fair, if you're being greedy, you could have had both.
You could have.
But he took one, and I'm pretty sure he's content with the choice that he made.
Yeah, he probably is. If I'm Saquon yesterday, I'm looking a little sideways on the sideline, like, really?
I mean, that is. I would be. It'd be like, damn. And this is what got me, because this is where my pettiness kick in. The way that Smitty waxed poetic about the coach. Oh, he's such a great guy.
He asked, and I said, yeah. So like, I got to play.
So it was always a decision that you were allowed to make. Last year, it just felt like Saquon was told, hey, dog.
You're not playing.
Mm-mm. We need you. And which they did.
Of course.
Which they did.
But they also need Devontae.
Yeah,
I mean, like.
Yeah. But, okay, let's. Okay, now I'm about to be messy.
Uh-oh.
And I said I wasn't going to be.
You said that. You did say that at 10:30 today.
Okay. Out of the big three, and you put them in any order, you want to put them in. Saquon, AJ, Smitty. Where is Smitty?
Well, I mean, overall, big picture, he's been the third most important piece.
So, yeah. I mean.
But at times this year, he was maybe the most important.
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
I get that. And no disrespect to Smitty, but, say the same scenario this year, and you got Saquon on the cusp of breaking the rushing title and Smitty on the cusp of breaking 1,000 yards. Who am I more concerned with getting hurt?
Saquon. Yeah. I mean, I get it. In a vacuum, I get it.
What changes your offensive philosophy more if you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it. In a vacuum, I get it.
No disrespect to Smitty, though.
Kyle,
no disrespect.
What'd you think of it?
I thought it was hypocritical.
Very, very.
Yeah,
much
it's
so.
A good word.
I mean, it just was like the NFL rushing record is on an entirely different planet
it's
than getting
sacred.
1,000
yeah,
yards.
Yeah.
Like, and I agree. Like, I understand the risk, but it's about the reward. Like, they could have had both. They could have had both the rushing record and the Super Bowl last year. I couldn't give a crap less about Devontae getting 1,000 yards. I just don't care.
So this morning when I went and looked, because I was like, oh, I just like into my head, I'm like, is this a streak he's on now? This is his fifth year in the league, right? Like, is like Mike Evans has that streak. He's always had 1,000, right? So maybe Devontae's trying to have one of those. And then I looked, and last year he didn't have 1,000. So he had 1,000 for 2 years, then he fell off because last year they ran the ball a million times. And then this year he got back. So again, it's not even a streak. It's just, he just wanted 1,000 yards and they got him 1,000 yards. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go back to the phones here. And then we'll give you a quick update on what's going on with Black Monday in the NFL. Coaches are getting fired left and right. We'll tell you what jobs have now come open here. Big V in Mount Laurel. What's up, Big V?
Yo, Joe Gilio, Big U.
What up, man?
Big V, what's up?
So listen, let me clear one thing up.
Mm-hmm.
They got a news clip of that. When they sat Saquon down, Nick came up to him and said, listen, you're about, so many yards away from the rushing record. You
want
to go in?
Nope.
Okay.
That was the first Giants game when he could have gone for the single game.
The Eagles
single
record.
Game,
Yeah, that was early in the season.
That was October.
Yeah,
it was October.
Yeah. Different
right.
game.
So Saquon's mindset is better to have the ring than the title.
Well, but Saquon did want to play.
He wanted the record.
He wanted the record. They told him no.
Uh-huh. Okay, and...
Yeah.
And I'm upset about that, yeah, because, you
way
know...
Way to sprint through all that, Big V. I respect that.
If he's going to play, Nick should have played to win, okay? I mean, bottom line, if you're going to go for the 2-seed, go for the 2-seed. So either they overestimated our second string or underestimated Washington's defense. But,
Or they didn't care about the 2-seed. I mean, that's part of it, too. They didn't care.
Right, or they didn't care. So, okay, I'll take that, go with the 3-seed. But, the thing is that you now have to prove that your theory of not taking the 2-seed was right. So, bring us the ring. Next thing, what is that? Tanner McKees on the You People line?
Mm-hmm.
All you Tannerites, shut up!
Tannerites, that's crazy.
Yeah, I got to be honest with you guys. I don't think yesterday changed anything about Tanner McKee. He played with the backups. Like, who cares how he played yesterday?
Okay, well, everybody gets to play with people who aren't talented, but they made it
he
seem like,
he played with all the backups.
Okay, great. Well, let's see if he gets an opportunity to play with the starters, which ain't going to happen. Because
do you think he'd play better with the starters?
No, I don't. Because his skill set was this. One, he doesn't know how to make some time with his feet. Two, he's a bad read on a defense. And three, he's just not athletic enough to run.
Yeah, but we knew that before yesterday. I never thought he could run.
Breaking
news.
So
why do these morons think that Tanner McKee can, take Jalen's spot?
Well, I don't think most people think that. I don't think that's what most people think. The point was, when Jalen was playing bad, the thought was, could Tanner play better in the moment? Because Jalen was playing bad for a stretch.
Jalen's worst day, the records are better than Tanner's best day.
Well, I mean, Jalen's had like 2 or 3 games worse than Tanner
yesterday.
Well,
Tanner didn't throw five, didn't turn the ball over.
You realize that, right? Like, Jalen's had worse games with all the starters than Tanner had yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, that's good.
I could do that one, but here's another dumb point that they did.
Don't let them deter you, Big V. Don't let them get away.
I'm just trying to follow along.
Because when you don't agree with him, he gives me the tears from Springfield.
Oh, he about to, Ooh, that's a.
I mean, you're itching for it now.
Honestly, I mean, you're drowning just by staying.
All right. I got a Terrence. Yeah, I'm sorry. We'll see you later, Big Feet. All right, quickly before we go back to the phone, I had a Terrence. I mean, he called for it, and then he's that's enough. Here we have six. I believe there's six now head coaching openings in the NFL. All right, so here's what's come out so far today. So we knew of two, right? The Titans and Giants moved on from their coaches during the season, so we knew they need new head coaches.
The Titans moved on during the season.
Yeah, they fired, what's his name, Callahan, during the season.
I missed that.
That's how irrelevant the Titans are. They fired their coach. You forgot.
I missed that.
I think Mike McCoy has been coaching them for the past 2 months.
Wow.
Yeah. It didn't change much. They stayed.
No, it didn't. They were horrible.
Yeah. Okay, so Giants and Titans in season. So then we've had four firings since the end of play yesterday. Hugh, we had just minutes ago our old buddy Jonathan Gannon axed by the Arizona Cardinals.
Wow.
See you, Jonathan.
Oh, he was there, what, 2 years? Two seasons? A season?
Two seasons.
Yes. Yeah,
28.
Okay.
He left before 23.
23.
Okay. Well,
no,
so this would be
this
three.
This is three. Huh. Oh, it's time to go. You can't be 3-14 your third year. It's see you later, buddy. All right. Gannon out. 1 year and one and done. Pete Carroll and the Raiders. The Raiders are in the market for a new head coach again.
He just signed a 3-year deal, too.
Yeah.
He's about to go home with some cheese.
It's probably. Are we done with the Pete Carroll thing? I think it's done.
Yeah, the sun has set on his career.
Come on home, dog. Come on.
It's over. All right. The Browns said goodbye to Kevin Stefanski. Now, that's the most interesting one because he's a 2-time coach of the year. And I think a lot of people.
Well, last year, though, right? Wasn't it? Was it last year?
Or 2 years ago. I think two years ago.
When he got Flacco, right?
Two seasons ago, yeah.
Yeah.
So Stefanski gone, and then the Falcons last night, they were the first one. They got rid of Raheem Morris.
Get him out of there. Get him out of here.
See ya. So Falcons, Browns, Raiders, Giants, Cardinals, Titans. We did find out the Bengals are bringing back Zach Taylor. That was a little bit of a question mark. And the Jets are bringing back Aaron Glenn. So that's what we got so far.
Yeah, he had a rough go at him.
Ooh, Aaron?
I mean, he deserves another shot, in my opinion.
Yeah, I think the wild card now is to see if the Ravens move on from John Harbaugh. There's some smoke that maybe Baltimore is going to make a change after all these years. They lost last night
in a wild
game to finish out the season. All right, 215-592-9494. One quick thing on the firings. Hugh, I don't know what's going to happen with Petullo. We got a playoff run to go. Hopefully the Eagles go far and we feel better about Petullo. If the Eagles did make a change of coordinator, Kevin Stefanski would be very high on my list. If the Eagles,
what about Gannon? What Gannon? No, not Gannon.
Gannon's defense. Yeah.
I had it wrong. Who's the other one who used to be here?
Used to be here? Oh, Steichen.
Steichen, that's what I'm thinking about. That's what I was thinking about. My fault.
If the Eagles do make a change of coordinator, Stefanski would be way up high on my list. I mean, I think, is he a good head coach? I mean, he's had two good seasons with the Browns, which is more than most coaches are able to do. But I always thought he never had a great quarterback to work with. Mm-hmm. I mean, this year he had Shadur. I mean, last year he had nothing with Deshaun Watson. He got to the playoffs with Joe Flacco. He got to the playoffs with Baker Mayfield.
That's pretty impressive.
I know. I mean, I think considering the situation he's been in, he's done a good job. He was a good coordinator way back in the day with Minnesota when they had Kirk Cousins. He would intrigue me if the Eagles do go get another coordinator. I think he's good. I mean, and I would bring him in here, like similar to what they did Kellen Moore, and just say, you run the offense. So just a name to keep in mind if they move off Petullo. Let's go to Anthony in Jersey. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, what's going on, you guys? How you guys doing?
Anthony, what's up?
Hey, man, this offensive coordinator, man, he told you guys a few days ago, he just run plays to see if he, for no reason. We just run the ball.
He stepped in it when he said that.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like this whole year we've been blaming Jalen. Not to say Jalen don't plays a blame in this also, but this offensive coordinator has no guidance. Like you run plays as a scheme. Like this play set up that play, we set up that play. If you having success in this play, you come to it again later on in the game, or you maybe switch it up different formation. This idiot does nothing. The hot hand, he does not continue to feed him. He does not create plays for nobody. This offensive coordinator has to go win, loss, draw, whatever.
Well, I mean, Anthony, if they win the Super Bowl, they're not going to fire him.
Hey, Joe, be for real. Is Petullo got a bag to even go into to script up a play to win the Super Bowl?
Well, probably not. I mean, probably not. Based on this year, I would say no. I don't feel great about it. I'm just saying you said win, lose, or draw. I mean, if they go win the Super Bowl, he's not going anywhere.
Okay. You got me there. But I was being, I was being facetious with that one.
I know.
But, let's be for real. Yeah, you got to get rid of this coordinator.
Well, Anthony, I think they can upgrade. I mean, I'll be real with you. I think they can certainly upgrade off of Kevin Petullo. Anthony, good phone call. It's funny, though, Hugh, for as many people that want Petullo out, like a lot of people do. I think eventually we're going to have the Kevin Petullo show, right? Like, should they keep him or not?
You said the Kevin Petullo show.
Yeah, we'll do it. You know, the funniest thing is, what do we say every year when the year starts, though, about Jalen? He always has a new coordinator. So, do you know how we stop that, right?
Keep the coordinator.
We keep a coordinator. I mean, just no one wants to keep this particular coordinator, but there is a way to keep continuity, not fire him and let him grow. I know no one wants to hear that because no one likes him. But there's only one way to have continuity. Create continuity.
Nobody likes him. I'm torn with this, Joe, because I hear you. And I understand where you're coming from. But the more I think about yesterday's game, let me just say this. I want somebody that is willing to see where the error in his ways. I feel like when you talk about Coach Fangio, and I'm just going to use him as an example, I feel like he's learned to be a good coordinator through trial and error. You know, and he's learned how to get the most out of the guys that he has on his roster.
Right.
And he puts them in position to be successful. Because when I think about the short time that he's been here and what he's been able to accomplish in a short period of time, I think that's pretty phenomenal. You're talking about two back-to-back stalwart defenses, top 10 defenses, in a short period of time of being here. And you got a plethora of players on the other side of the ball that making more money that every year, no matter who is the coordinator, it feels disjointed for whatever reason. We don't know why. That, to me, feels a little arrogant. That feels like somebody is not reading the room correctly or somebody's not willing to adapt or change to the environment. That's a problem, whether it's the head coach or the coordinator. But yesterday, to me, was a little telling because of the way that the game went. And it felt like you were trying to make a point that didn't need to be made.
Yeah, I agree. And look, it's okay to be frustrated from yesterday because it was silly the way they called the game. The reality is we're going to base our full opinion on Petullo off of next week and the week after that and the week after that, right? If they go light it up in the playoffs, we're all going to be fine with Kevin Petullo. They score 10 points and they get knocked out. Everyone's going to want him fired. I mean, yesterday was kind of it was a moment in time, but the real test is coming. And this Sunday, they got to score. The defense has a big challenge with Shanahan on the other side. That's a heavyweight fight. We should score. Our offense should score on this 49ers defense. 215-592-9494. All right, did the Eagles blow it by resting the starters yesterday? Your phone call is coming up. I don't think they blew it because I was fine with the decision, and I'm okay with having health over the number two seed in the playoffs. And let's do some more Tanner talk. A big Hugh breakdown on how we thought Tanner played, and we'll hear from Jaws as well on that. It is the Midday Show. Right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angi.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.